I stress the opportunity of the sum of the parts. No one company, no one person is going to make a real big amount of money from this. It's not, that's not how it works. But 3,000 companies all getting better and all getting better product and all getting better service, it's going to grow the category. That's our goal, truly. There's not going to be one winner. We're hoping there's going to be hundreds, if not 1,000 winners. That's really what we're trying to build.
That is Jim Curry. He is the founder of the NOLA Coffee Festival happening this September. Now, this is a leadership masterclass on how to pull together a fragmented industry to help everybody. And if you're a coffee lover, if you are a foodie, and especially if you're in the coffee business, whether you're on the grinding side all the way to the serving side, this episode is for you. You're listening to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. I'm your host, Yul Smith. Now, let's begin the show. Jim, I want to welcome you to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast.
Thank you, Yul.
Yes. This is going to be a fun question to see what you come up with, because I've known you for a long time. You've been in New Orleans a long time. You might as well be a New Orleanian. What is your favorite restaurant to take somebody to if you're trying to do business and you need to close that deal?
That is an interesting question, because we all face that challenge. And I love to give a smart aleck answer, which is the next meal. But it comes down to having a place that's quiet, that you can hold somebody's attention, and that you want good service, but you don't want service that interrupts you constantly. And Crescent City Steakhouse has turned out to be a go-to place for me for a little quiet one-on-one that tends to work out pretty well.
That's an iconic New Orleans restaurant. People from out of town listening to this, that the locals love. Been around forever. I think you like that mid-city area, because you took me to La Uzu's when you hatch what we're getting ready to talk about, but we'll save that. But La Uzu's is another iconic New Orleans.
We didn't have to ask each other twice for La Uzu's, did we? Peter Mayer is the one that first introduced me to Crescent City, where you could close the drapes and have a good fellow type conversation. It was such a delight. And I think remembering that with him is half the fun.
That's the old, as old school as it gets too, when you can close the drape. All right. What are you grateful for from the past that helped you get you where you are today? Who or what are you grateful?
Oh, you're right. That's an easy question, because it's the who, right? It's all the people that help. It's all the people that mentor us, that give us those little nuggets and insights that make us better. It's people that are willing to talk to us openly and honestly and correct us if necessary. And honestly, that's a long list. During my career, I've been blessed that people took the time to give me coaching or just give me the advice and a little bit of course corrections. On this project I'm working on today, it's about coffee, which is not my native industry. Mm-hmm. And I'll mention that there's two older coffee families where the head of those families really helped my partner, Kevin Richards, and I. They sat down with us and coached us. It's Shelby Westfeld with Westfeld Brothers Coffee. They've been importing coffee for literally 6 or 7 generations. They were here when coffee came to New Orleans the first time. And Janet Colley, who's over at Dupuy, also a 6 or 7 generation type leadership. And both of those women really took the time to share with us kind of coffee insights. And it made an enormous difference.
And that's the rich history we're going to get into in a second, which I love. But you also made mention of something. You are a sponge for taking in information. You're coachable. A lot of people aren't coachable, and they'll value the value of mentorship.
Sometimes I laugh, and good salesmen should listen. Good salesmen should ask questions. But I sometimes joke that the salesmen think about what they're going to say. The marketing people are always listening, always listening. You got to be a sponge, right? You got to learn.
I love it. All right. So I always ask, what's the problem the entrepreneur solves in this show? But in this case, it's not such a problem, but you definitely saw an opportunity, a vacuum that had not been, going back 6 and 7 generations, there's been a vacuum that's never been filled. What is that vacuum?
In coffee, and I'm an outsider looking in, outsider trying to learn and ask a bunch of questions. You don't want to say that people aren't really good at what they do, because they're very passionate, right? And they are good. And you don't want to say that they're not mature in their business. And they are. They have very successful businesses all over the city, all over the region in coffee. But I think what we saw as an opportunity became a question of education, coffee education. And that is, how well is that industry, that particular industry, networked? Are they sharing with each other? Are they learning and growing from each other? And we felt the answer was No, that some of them are so busy every day grinding through 10 and 12 hour days that they don't have the luxury of meeting their peers and working with each other. And as it turns out, most people in coffee, most companies in coffee, they are collaborative, not so much competitive. They are willing to work and help each other, but it's literally how much time do you have in the day and who do you know? And so we came up with a solution, which was A, let's provide coffee education. And I can talk more about that. But B, let's provide it at one central place and time where you just can't resist coming together and meeting and networking. So the silly answer is called trade show. There really was no coffee industry activity, coffee industry trade show where these people could come together, meet, get to know each other. It's not any more complicated than that. Every industry with good trade shows knows the value, and our local people just weren't getting to experience that. So the solution was simple. Let's start a trade show right here in New Orleans for coffee.
And talk about that, because it makes sense. It's unbelievable that it hasn't happened, right?
Isn't it?
For generations. And the history of coffee starts where?
Other places, other countries, but in the United States, the history of coffee really is bound and tied to the Port of New Orleans. And
that's
so
right.
When it started coming into New Orleans in the 1850s and then growing throughout the 1800s, it was the New Orleans coffee houses. It was the New Orleans entrepreneurs that started roasting and grinding and making new blends. And it was the New Orleans importers that were making these connections back and forth with Central and South America, where these farmers and these co-ops were saying, let's do business with America. And what they meant was, let's do business with New Orleans. And so for the rest of the country, coffee was coming through the Port of New Orleans and passing through our hands and our companies and being spread to all the other places that the Mississippi River could take it. And I will mention that today, single largest company is Folgers, owned by Smucker's, and their headquarters may be somewhere else, but all of their operations still right here in New Orleans because of the port. 2,000 jobs because of the great connection with Smucker's and Folgers. And even though all that coffee is not consumed here, or we don't always think of them as a hometown brand, that's a lot of coffee jobs that they bring to our city. It's a big deal.
That's huge. And when we met, you just talked about how many coffee shops there were at one time, which blew my mind. I had no idea. And I'm a New Orleanian. So
Kevin Richards would do a better job than I telling you about that history where coffee and spirits are intertwined in New Orleans, and that coffee house where the community meets and talks and gets to know each other. And a lot of times in New Orleans, if it wasn't cool to sell alcohol, we're selling coffee. But if you want something else, it's behind the bar. There's always been that connection in New Orleans coffee houses, but we decided to serve the Gulf South more than just the city itself. We're trying to reach out to coffee shops in rural Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. So it's not just the big cities. It's 3,500 coffee shops across the entire Gulf South that weren't going to trade shows, that weren't getting to know each other. So we're trying to change that and say, individually, we're small little shops in little bitty towns, but collectively, we can be a real voice and we think we can speak and the rest of the country is going to listen. We just got to get organized.
Wow. So talk about some of the brands that are local that you work with, because we have some other brands or the other companies that have bubbled up over the years.
Couple that everybody would know, and I'm proud to say they're local. Community Coffee is an obvious one, right? They did a great job with coffee, then a great job with promotion and positioning. And they're really the brand of Louisiana, and most of the country would recognize that. And they're very strong, a real success story. But I would also point to PJ's, where they're more about franchising and taking process and method and teaching people to do it. And here, carry our brand, but really carry our processes. And they're probably other than Starbucks, they're probably the most successful chain of teaching people how to have a process around coffee. And then a traditional brand that's important is Riley Foods and French Market Coffee and a lot of the chicory influence that has come and gone through that company over the years. So those three plus Folgers, those are some powerhouses, and they're all based here in the local, because of the river, they're all based here.
When you were putting this together, you and I met, you met with a bunch of different folks. Are there other sectors of the industry that you reached out to? We've talked about the coffee side. What about the people who make the equipment and all that type of stuff?
You're right. And we have. And a lot of those people, we've said, will you come to New Orleans? And they said, where? No kidding. The industry's kind of forgotten about us because, and it makes sense, because think of yourself as a salesperson. If you're a sales rep and you're assigned to a region of the country, I'd rather have the Northeast with more population. The cities are closer together. I can ride the subway if I want to. I come down or I'd rail car down to the South, I've got to drive in my car and drive into those little towns in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. This is a terrible sales, unless you like driving, these territories are tough. And so a lot of coffee companies, they're not coming down and talking about their new products, their new equipment, their new trends. And so we're missing out on some of that education. It's not that our coffee people are no lesser than anybody else. It's that we're literally not a convenient place to sell to. All the more reason why we give the salespeople, here's a place to come to and sell to all of our people at once. Let's make these connections and networking happen. That's a big part of the story, actually.
Okay, so the key word, I think, here is education. And you've talked about that. But before we go into the show itself, what you plan on doing, putting something like this together, that's a big lift. And you had to have a big vision to pull you through to get that done.
It's a labor of love. No one's paying us to do this. Kevin and I are semi-retired, and so we have some time. And we don't play golf. We don't really watch TV. We want to help business and business in New Orleans. So when we really looked at the coffee industry, we felt like we could help and we could give some time. And the reality is, it's not a profitable venture, especially not first year. And so no one's done this work because you can't monetize it. In fact, we've got a 3 to 5 year plan to grow education and grow the marketplace and hopefully break even ourselves and get some of our investment back. But you have to have a long vision or no one would do this.
And that makes a lot of sense. It's a fragmented industry, clearly, but you're trying to do what the franchises do. There's opportunity. There's a chance for technology. There's a chance for education. There's a chance for marketing. All those pieces come together.
I stress the opportunity of the sum of the parts. No one company, no one person is going to make a real big amount of money from this. That's not how it works. But 3,000 companies all getting better and all getting better product and all getting better service, it's going to grow the category. That's our goal, truly. There's not going to be one winner. We're hoping there's going to be hundreds, if not 1,000 winners. That's really what we're trying to build.
And that's the vision. We need more leaders like you, because what you're doing is you're creating, and I see this as grassroots always starts, everything starts grassroots. And you're creating an economy. Well, you're taking an economy and you're going to actually build on it. You're going to leverage it. That's going to feed the tourism industry. That's going to feed the restaurant industry. That's going to feed the business itself of coffee. It's becoming a marketing tool, and you'll see more interest in people coming. And there's so many things about coffee. Before we get to the education piece, I want you to educate the listeners on how many different ways there are to serve coffee. I was shocked when you started explaining that to me. I had no idea. I always just add on my coffee out the pot, black, and or chai latte, whatever it is. But I keep it really simple.
Me too. And let me say, this is where Kevin and I would say, we're not creating anything here, right? We're just bringing people that are very talented, people that are doing amazingly things. We're bringing them up to be more visible. We're not creating the coffee wonderment. We're just sharing it, making it easier to share. And to your point, how many different ways do you brew coffee? And people might say, well, I've got two favorite ways and one exotic way and maybe a fourth way. I tried that one time. The world would say there's probably 10 to 12 really great ways to brew coffee. But most of us only know 3 or 4. So the aha is that when we go to special places like the trade show and they show us these new brew methods, it's not just a different method. You'll say, gosh, same bean, same water. I get a completely different flavor profile when you brew it this different way. Yeah, there's a lot to experience and discover in coffee. And even those among us that might really think we're really great coffee connoisseurs or coffee nerds, I promise you, there's so much out there on the flavor wheel. And so much out there in the brew methodology that we haven't even experienced yet. That's what we think is the fun part, right? Bringing people together to have fun around coffee, it's not hard.
Let me hop in here for a second. Jim brought up franchises with coffee houses. As a franchise consultant, I did not ask him to do that, but I'm glad he did, because I'm also the founder of franchiseandfunding.com, and we represent over 600 franchise concepts, including coffee houses. Check out franchiseandfunding.com. Now let's get back to the show.
All right. So let's talk about your event.
Okay.
Tell us about what's happening at the event and what people can expect when they come. And then we'll talk about where to go and find it and everything.
We did decide to hold it at the New Orleans Convention Center, partly because we want New Orleans to be the home for the Southern Gulf South coffee narrative, and partly because it's big. We're going to have one of those major halls with 50,000 square feet. And I think the part we're more proud about We've got 50 exhibitors down there. We're going to fill that hall up. A lot of cool stuff. But up above, if you've been to New Orleans Convention Center, it's big exhibit halls on the bottom, classrooms on the top. And yes, we've got large rooms that hold 75 to 120 people. And we're doing college lectures all day long. We have five different classrooms. The first one is barista topics.
That's
30 or 45 minutes, a new speaker, a new topic. The next room is for roasters and all this technical stuff about their equipment and roast time and how to read these things. The next room is for cafe owners and managers, how to make these equipment decisions and day part decisions and menu decisions. The next room we call coffee talk because it's really a collection of all this other stuff that didn't fit in the first three rooms, but there's so much heritage to talk about and cool new ideas to talk about. And the last room is really just a theater where we're trying to show there are tons of great coffee documentaries, tons of great coffee how-tos on the internet, but you got to know where to find them. So we're going to use that theater to coach up people to say, this is your homework. Go home and study this stuff. But we've got 60 hours of education going on upstairs. It's a true coffee college education.
And what about vendors themselves? Obviously, you got coffee, but what about the equipment side? Are there vendors for that?
We've got La Mazzarco coming in. They do espresso machines at a very high level from Italy, and they're probably the biggest player in the United States. But they're going to do commercial machines that are the new stuff, that have the semi-automated. And baristas just need to put their hands on that. It's one thing to read about it on the internet. It's another to touch the machine and play with it. You can do that. We have an equipment playground. But the beautiful thing is the equipment playground, also 50% of it is for home machines, things that people at home can learn to do and it improve their home barista skills. And I'll mention a local company that's going to be fun is Riley Foods and French Market. They're bringing in a Mardi Gras float. And we're going to throw in things and carry it. So we want people to get a sense that this is not like a festival or not like a trade show that they would see in other cities. It's more like a festival at our trade show.
Right.
Hamilton Beach is coming to talk about blenders. We got a lot of people like that. I'll mention one more. Bellwether is coming in to say instead of these giant casting coasters, it's this little slender thing that fits in your hotel, restaurant, where you can do micro roasting and really get to the point of just like we do with wine, we pair that wine to certain foods and certain flavors. Oh, you know what, chef? You can roast coffee every day and change that flavor profile to match your menu description. What other city in America could adopt new culinary trends better than New Orleans? So next several years, we don't want to be talking about meet the equipment. We want to be talking about meet the innovations that are coming from the coffee community. And we believe in that. We believe our Southern chefs, if we gave them a little more access to the education and the equipment, we think they're going to do great things.
All right. So you just answered the next question for me was who is your audience? And your audience is both the trade and the consumer for this, correct?
It is. And a good marketer would say pick one, not both. But in coffee, we're only about 5% penetrated on specialty coffee, 5%, which means the whole world has so much more to learn. Wow. We need to be teaching the consumer at the same time we're teaching the trade. We can't afford to just talk to one.
And you just tapped into something really cool. I didn't realize you were going there. The chefs. New Orleans, we've got the best chefs. You are opened up a door. You've opened my eyes up. I think you're going to open the eyes up of a lot of chefs. But foodies will love this. Coffee lovers will love this. And the general public will love it as well. Is that correct?
I think so. I'll say this to you. What if you went to your favorite restaurant, high-end white tablecloth restaurant, and they brought you this wonderful menu or they brought you the first few items and they said, oh, by the way, we got one wine that we serve to everybody. It's the house wine. It's in a pot over here and we're just going to serve it to you. You'd say, that's a little weird. So we don't do that with wine. And yet that's exactly what we do with coffee. Our coffee program is one choice. That doesn't make any sense. I think once we crack that box open, there's no going back. We're all going to think differently about coffee as we go forward.
All right. So where do people go to find out about the event and when is the event and where? I know it's at the convention center, but what hall, that kind of stuff?
Hall B. It's right there by the, if you went to River Center parking, you'd be really close.
Right there.
And it's going to be a Friday and a Saturday. So it's Friday, September 15th. That's really our B2B day that we're emphasizing trade, hotel directors, coffee people. That's when we want you there because it's B2B. On Saturday, the trade can come back and they will, but we're also going to include the consumer. On Saturday, September 16th, we're going to say, we got all this cool stuff, classrooms, equipment. Hey, consumer, you can come explore this stuff too. So it'll be a much bigger crowd on Saturday.
And what about, is there a website? Where do people go to get tickets in advance?
Sure. And the best way to, you can buy them at the door, but the best way is to buy them in advance. And that is www.nola, N-O-L-A, coffeefestival.com. If you go to NOLACoffeeFestival.com, you can buy a ticket package right now. It's a bargain. It's $15 a day to get in. And we really are giving you about $1,000 worth of curriculum. So the whole point is we're not trying to monetize all this. We're trying to get the education and the experience out to the public. And I think you'll also be able to sample about 25 different coffees that are going to be spectacular. They're not all the same. For $15, you're going to get quite a good day of value.
I was going to ask you for your call to action, but I think you already did it.
Well, it's nine to four, and I encourage people to come early because they're like, coffee festival, maybe I'll spend an hour. Yeah, maybe you'll spend 6 or 7 hours. There's a lot of information to cover.
Jim, this has been a blast. I cannot wait. I'm flying back in that late Friday night. I'm going to miss the Friday, but I'm definitely going to make the Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. And folks, if you're listening to this, make sure if you're in the New Orleans area, get to this show. This is going to be a lot of fun.
And we need you to be there on Saturday because we want you to be a coffee judge. We're going to have a competition to have a taste off. You need to be part of that.
Oh, I love it. I'm in. All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. And we'll see you at the next episode. Thank you.
That is a wrap with Jim Curry. I hope to see you at the NOLA Coffee Festival. Check out NOLACoffeeFestival.com. To find out more information, to see the vendors and get tickets, or you can get tickets at the door, as he said. Now, this is a cool episode for us because Jim was the very first person for us to go live with on video. And we're growing, and it's not going to be perfect like any other business starting out. We're still growing. This is cool. I want to thank you for being part of this journey. If you're listening to this on a podcast player, you can also check us out on YouTube, and please share this with your friends and family and help Jim out as well. That's what this show is about. Just like Jim is going to help serve the coffee community, bringing that industry together and leveraging all the resources of that industry to grow that sector, that's how we grow as well. And I love helping entrepreneurs, and I'm glad you're here, and I cannot thank you enough. Now you know the drill. Be intentional and make this a great day. Bye-bye.